Welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. We're ready for round two. First round of dual activity has come to its conclusion. Piers wins over Holdingford 69-9, while ACGC defeats Annandale Maple Lake 40-30. So the matchups now for round two, it'll have Piers against the Lightning of Annandale Maple Lake, and the Huskers will move over to the adjacent mat, and they will get the Falcons of ACGC. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammon. Thanks for joining us here again. We'll be getting started very shortly. They've had a brief coaches and captains meeting out on the mat, and then they're just limbering up, so we'll take a break, and we should have our first match coming up here from the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. It's wrestling, the final night of the regular season, senior night on You Are There Sports.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC.
All right, we are underway. Brandon Funk against Zach Schmidt of the Lightning of Annandale Maple Lake. Just underway. We've gone 18 seconds in. Brandon received a forfeit against Holdingford, one of seven forfeits. Give it up. Trip try here, and Funk not yet with the takedown. There you go. Funk still looking. He's got the left leg of Schmidt up and elevated. And now a takedown. Zach Schmidt, 7-20 on the season. These two did meet in the 106-pound match at Little Falls just after the new year. And it was a 7-0 win for Brandon. He's going on a cradle series here, a far side here. 55 seconds remain. Now he steps into a Turk and cranks that over. Not yet, yet. Neutral. Yet, yet. What's that? Still looking for near fall points. Brandon Funk of the Pioneers. He's got the legs controlled, but looking for that upper body as Zach Schmidt of Annandale Maple Lake. Their head coach, Ben Youngs. And not able to get near fall yet. He's got Schmidt back belly to the mat, now bumping him forward. Short time now. And doesn't look like Funk's going to be able to add to his 2-0 lead. He'll try one last little tug forward, but time will run out. 2-0 after a period for Brandon Funk over Zach Schmidt, 106 pounds. And they'll go on their feet to start this one by choice. Senior night here as the Pioneers meet Annandale Maple Lake for the second time. Tying up there, Piers defeated the Lightning 54-8 in Little Falls in early January. Shot in by Brandon. Gets deep in on a double. Brandon looking to elevate and dump Schmidt up and over. And there's the dump. Now get your head out and get two, and he does. Takedown for Brandon Funk, and he's up 4-0 now. And he will go to work looking for that Turk again. Pulls the right arm free. Brandon reaches up for the cross face. Pushed back by Schmidt. 105 to go. And now Schmidt standing, brought back down to the mat by Schmidt with 58 seconds left. Pioneer girls are in action tonight. They go down to Kimball facing a Cub team that I believe is 14-2 on the season, a very good season. going for the Cubs. There's the Turk in the crossface right to his back. Good Turk there by Funk, and he's going to add three here. Now Schmidt frees that crossface. So it's going to be at least 7-0 for Brandon Funk here with 35 seconds left. Period two. Still with Schmidt right in the middle of the mat here. JV matches are going on over in the Performing Arts Center. 18 seconds left. Here's Funk elevating those legs to the turn again on the Turk. He's going to add to his lead here late. He's going to add near fall and try and turn this into a fall. Brandon Funk, with 1 second, he's not quite going to get it. But that has built up a sizable lead of 10-0 for Brandon Funk through two periods. Now it's Schmidt riding, and he picks at the Funk ankle, bumps him forward. Brandon's trying to slowly get to a knee. Now reaches back, almost reached back and secured the leg for a possible Granby. Brandon hit a really nice Granby up in Aiken the other night that he turned into a fall in the second period. He was trailing in the match. Hit the Granby and immediately went into the headlock and stuck his opponent from Aiken. Minute 20 to go. Funk up 10-0 on Zach Schmidt. And we get a whistle for stoppage here. And I think blood time for Schmidt. And he is joined mat side by his head coach, Ben Youngs. Annandale Maple Lake is listed in the lean and mean in double A. And in the latest rankings, they did have three guys that were ranked in AA at their respective weight classes. Not sure if we'll see them tonight. Quinn Youngs, 126-pounder, is ranked fourth. Nate Carlson is ranked seventh at 170, and Trey Bradford is ranked fifth at 182. If they go at those weights and the Pioneers send out their normal lineup, you would have a matchup of the Pioneers at 126, Lucas Pop against Youngs. At 170, a Logan Lease, Nate Carlson matchup. That could be fun and entertaining. And at 182, Brett Kapsner, Trey Bradford possibly. We'll see if that materializes, though. Ready to go again is Schmidt as he breaks Funk down. 1:15 left here in period two. Brandon with a 10-0 lead on Zach Schmidt. Piers defeating Holdingford 69-9 in the opener. ACGC defeated this Annandale Maple Lake team 40-30 in their duel. Right now, they are wrestling in the third period in the Holdingford Annandale Maple Lake match. Close one there at 106. 3-2. Brandon trying to stand here, but snap back down here by Schmidt. Schmidt's been riding here this entire second. Brandon hasn't been able to free himself. Now tries a little sit-out, reaches back for the leg. He's looking for that Granby. Schmidt felt it, presses down on the left shoulder, and that pushes that arm out from Schmidt's leg. 25 seconds left. Now Schmidt in on a deep waist. Throws the leg inside Brandon's leg. Drives him forward. Brandon Funk on to his left hip side. Final 10 seconds coming up. Funk trying to scramble. Schmidt trying for a tilt here late. 5 seconds. Schmidt trying to just pull him over, but Funk able to square his shoulders back to the mat. No points there. So 10-0 after two in favor of Brandon Funk. Holdingford has gotten a win at 106, so they're up 3-0 on ACGC. Well, apparently that was the end of the third. So a 10-0 win for Funk. And now Chandler Doucette will come out. And looks like they're going to give him a forfeit. So that'll make it 10-0. So a major decision win. Boy, why did I think that was only the second period there?
There's a double forfeit on 113 going for the ACGC.
Now Jake Andries with a forfeit. So it's 16-0.
A forfeit at 120 from ECGC is Hayden Strong.
As the Pioneers have now moved to 126.
Accepting a forfeit at 126 from ECGC, Scott Powell.
And we get a quick takedown here as the Pioneers lead it now 16-0.
Now resting at 132 from ACGC, Aaron Wayne. Holding for James Welling.
So Doucette and Andries with forfeit wins. Funk with a major decision win. And the Pioneers quickly up 16-0.
The team was Chandler Doucette. Pierce accepting a forfeit at 120. It was Jake Andries of Pierce. Now resting at 126 from Annandale Maple Lake is Logan Arnold. From Pierce, Isaac Oddie.
Isaac Oddie for the Pioneers. Logan Arnold for the Lightning of Annandale Maple Lake. Oddie with a takedown. And now here's the Arnold switch coming around. Scramble, and Arnold will reverse. Arnold with a reverse here to tie it at 2. Now he will ride on the left hip side. 40 seconds left. Sit out try by Oddie as he tumbles out. And no points there. 2-2 with 32 and a half seconds remaining. Talking with the head coach Mark Jensen here as we watched the conclusion of the ACGC Annandale Maple Lake match. He said Luke Gertz was going to give him one match tonight. Luke got a win tonight. And now being at senior night, Nathan Poster, we're going to see him get varsity action. Here's Oddie up and out for an escape with just 12 seconds left. And Isaac goes up 3-2 now on Arnold. On their feet near the end, and the horn will sound to give the referee the indication that the period is over. We did not see either of these guys on the mat. They may have wrestled a JV match against each other, but it wasn't a varsity match at Little Falls. The 126-pound match that night was Quinn Young's Annandale Maple Lake with a major over Austin Redunds, 16-4. 145 as Oddie riding here, tried to pick that hand free, driving forward here on Logan Arnold of Annandale Maple Lake. Piers up 16-0 on the Lightning. ACGC has now gone ahead 12-3 over Holdingford. Forfeit thrown in there. Wing in here for Oddie. Oddie running this around. Now standing here is Arnold, and he'll get the escape to tie it 3-3. And they're on their feet. Minute 12. Here's Arnold jumping onto the back of Oddie, and Oddie looking to pry those legs apart. Pushes the right ankle away, trying to peel that left ankle back. They're wrapped around the waist. Now Oddie turns and gets the 2. Takedown for Isaac Oddie, and he's up 5-3 now. Now Arnold reaching back for the leg of Oddie. Final 42 seconds left here. Period number 2. Oddie still riding. Now snaps down on that right arm. Bellying out is Logan Arnold. Logan Arnold is an eighth grader. Isaac is a freshman here at Pierce. Tal Tapper heads out onto the mat. We're under 10 seconds left. 5-3 lead. Oddie will try and turn one more time. Here's a late sit-out try by Arnold. Blocked, though, as driving into the hip is Adi, and that prevents any advancement for Arnold, and that ends the period. Isaac Adi up 5-3 over Logan Arnold after two. They're going to go on their feet for the final 2 minutes here. Who will take a shot here first? Adi engages him. Arnold trying to get low. A little slide by try by Isaac, but Arnold dances away from that. And they engage, each guy with a hand behind his opponent's head, 30 seconds into the third. Now near cradle try here from his feet by Isaac Adi. He's got the leg in, he's reaching up. This could work into something. There's the takedown, 7-3 now. Adi, and then a switch coming for Arnold. So they trade 2 points there. And it should be 7-5. It is 7-5. 105 to go. Now Arnold will try and turn him. Adi will try and switch, turning his hips into the right side. Arnold trying to block that. Here comes Isaac coming around, reaching underneath. Isaac up on his feet, reaches back for the head, and gets out. 8-5 now for Isaac Adi with 45 seconds left. Adi with a 3-point lead and 35 seconds of work left. Down to 28. See if Arnold gambles here. He dives in. Reaching back for those hips is Adi. Adi whizzers. Throws that leg in. He's going to get two here. Nope. Spinning around Arnold. 13 to go. And this one is going to go in the books for an Isaac Adi victory. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Adi wins the decision. 8-5 over Logan Arnold to make it 19-0 Pioneers.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, we see one of the Lightning's big guns right here. This is Quinn Youngs. Youngs with a takedown on Austin Reduns. He's ranked number four at 126. Quinn Youngs. This is a matchup that we saw in Little Falls at 126 pounds. Youngs with a major decision of 16-4. If I remember right, though, Austin did work a reversal on Youngs that night. Youngs, bright red hair. Legs in on a wing on the right arm of Austin Reduns. This one's going at 132 tonight. Trying to run that half around is Quinn Youngs. 50 seconds left in the period here. As Youngs tightens this up even further now. And he's getting back points. 40 seconds left. Just driving forward. He picks that left arm of Austin up. And that'll leverage Austin's back close to the mat. 26 seconds to go. Young steps across the body now. He's got the left arm of Austin pinned down, securing the wrist. Austin's got to stay off his back for 12 seconds left. He's been on his back for a long time, expending energy. 3 seconds left, and Youngs will pick up three near fall at the end of the period and lead 5-0, going to two. Youngs has choice and defers. And Reduns will choose down here. So Austin will try and score from underneath here now. Right away, Youngs breaks him down. Very likely we'll see him down at the XL Energy Center in a month. He's got Reduns underneath. Pulls that hand over Austin's head. Leading 5-0, 45 seconds in. Assistant. Legs control, Reduns not able to do much underneath as a very good, powerful leg ride here thrown in by Quinn Youngs. Youngs, just a junior. Got that half in and back points coming now. Young hit the milestone 100 career win on Saturday. And I'm guessing he won earlier tonight against ACGC. He's going to tighten this up here on Austin Reduns. Good chest-to-chest press on 23 seconds. So again, Reduns having to fight off from his back. This time he's not able to. It's a fall late in the second. A win for Quinn Youngs, and the Lightning get their first points of the night. It's 19-6.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machine steppers and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Andrew Tamala, Adam Newman for the second time this year. Andrew Techfald Newman in Little Falls in January, and he's up early here, a takedown and into a Turk for near fall, just 45 seconds in. Piers did receive a forfeit for Reese Capser, so the score now is 25-6. Piers over Annandale Maple Lake. There's the three near fall. Now Andrew switches to a tight press here. He's running this around as Newman's spinning, and he's going to still... Gives up three, another couple in near fall. So it's 7-0, two on that count. So a quick three and another quick two. Andrew running that half on the left side again, cranking it over. And here comes the count again. Tamala will try and finish this one. Now he wrenches it over again. Tamala steps up chest to chest. Looking for the leverage here. Picks the opposite arm up. Bounces Newman back to the mat. Now Newman able to square, get up to his feet, and get the escape. No, not yet. Andrew still maintaining control. Three more near fall. And there's only 8 seconds left. So it's going to be 10-0, it looks like, after the period ends. So a lot of points put up by Tamala against Newman. The Tech Falls score in Little Falls in January was 17-2. Kamala will start on the mat in the down position. ACGC leads holding forward 12-6, wrestling at 138 over there. Here's Tamala spinning as Newman sinks down on the leg, but Andrew reaches up underneath the chin, but couldn't quite secure it. Now he'll try and mule kick his way out of there, but Newman does a good job maintaining control. Minute 40 to go. Andrew in a scramble. Now Andrew comes out on top, and he reverses for two, and it's 12-0. Now if he turns him for three near fall, we'll be out of here with this Tech fall. He's put himself in that position. He's got Newman on the mat. Going after that front headlock, turn into a press. Newman trying to stay from rolling from his right side. Now he almost got tilted over, holding on to the high crotch of Tamala. Here comes the chest-to-chest with 58 seconds. This will end it here by fall or Tech fall for Tamala. Now he can just sit back. He knows he's got the win secured. It's just a five-pointer or the six for the fall. Hasn't got the points up yet, but as soon as he loses the hand, here come the three. They go out of bounds, and that'll end it on a Tech fall. 15-0 win for Andrew Tamala.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Colton Casper comes out for the Pioneers. We're now at 160 after a forfeit awarded to Jalen Jansen of the Pioneers.
138 pounds for bowling for Mike Ziegler. Accepting a forfeit at 145 pounds.
And let's see, who do we have out here for Annandale Maple Lake? Thought I heard the name Hunter. Hunter Manka. Hunter Manka out there. So Colton Casper, who won twice Thursday up in Aiken, got a fall and a decision. Against the fall came against Black Duck Cass Lake Bean, and Casper with a quick, no, out of bounds. He tried to do a little slide-by takedown and couldn't quite accomplish it. He just ran out of room. Close to scoring there. Hunter Manka. Manka faced Reese Kapsner in Little Falls in January. Ended up getting stuck by Reese. Reese received a forfeit tonight. So Manka's up quite a bit in weight here. Because that Manka wrestled Reese at 145. He's facing Casper here at 160. 50 seconds left in a scoreless first. Here's an ankle try by Casper, but dancing away nimbly was Hunter Manka. A little bit of an underhook here on Colton Casper. Casper just drives forward. He's got to maintain his balance, and he'll get two. He does. So Colton will score on the takedown. He just kind of bull rushed him there and almost slid over the top of him. And now they do go out of bounds. So two on the board for Colton Casper late in the first. And they go out of bounds in front of the score table. And they will be sent back to the middle for a restart with 25 seconds left. Colton immediately attacks the hips, drives Manka forward, grabs those arms, reaching for a right wrist, pulls it up into a half Nelson. Casper with a half on here. 10 seconds to go. There will be a brief senior night ceremony before the final match tonight. And time runs out on the period. 2-0 for Colton Casper. ACGC leads over Holding Ford.
Winner by fall.
24-9.
ACGC, Braden Lies.
24-9, ACGC. Here's the restart on period two. Casper quickly up. And the escape to make it 3-0. And they're on their feet now.
Now we're seeing 160 from ACGC, Levi Lund.
So the Pioneers and Lightning will be followed by Piers and ACGC. Piers winning over Holding Ford 69-9. Here's a switch coming for Manka. No takedown or control yet. And the referee says they're out of bounds. No points. 3-0 lead Colton Casper. Shot in attempted by Manka, and Casper blocked that, and they're back on their feet. Again, Manka dives in. Colton counters by pressing right down on the head. Little forehead rash for Manka as Colton pushed him down. Now they're up again. 57 seconds left. Jordan Jansen just told a funny joke to Abby Luckin. Casper, now he shoots in, sprawling hips back, Manka, Colton able to get in on a double, they'll bring him back towards the inner circle, Colton turning into him and out of bounds. Good work though by Colton Casper, realizing where he was on the mat, tried to get him back in and score, but just out of bounds. 33 seconds left. Should have a good one coming up here if we see Nate Carlson for Annandale. You don't think so? Logan Leese on deck for Piers. 3-0 lead here for Colton Casper with 10 seconds remaining in period two. Casper missed a shot and almost got taken down. He recovers nicely, though, and attacks deep on the legs, and time is out. No points there. Still 3-0 lead, Colton Casper over Hunter Manka of Annandale Maple Lake. Manka in the down position to begin period three. Sit-out try by Manka. Colton grabs up under the shoulder. Driving him forward, Manka tries to roll. Now it's Casper on the left hip ride, trying to work a power half, hooks at ankle on the left side. Minute 45 to go. Casper and Manka. ACGC up on Holding Ford, 24-9 over in their duel. Out of bounds with a minute 28 remaining. Tomorrow night, we'll be back here in this gym. We'll bring out the basketball. It's Piers, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead Boys Hoops. Now Casper on the restart, working on the right hip. Manka standing, trying to free hands, and no, Colton, good job maintaining control, brought him back down to the mat. Chin dropped him momentarily, and Manka rolls back to his belly, almost had him turned. Just over a minute left in period three. Manka resumes the down position, palms to the mat, knees down, toes down, and climbing on board is Colton Casper. Casper, he's a strong kid. Driving him forward, Colton Casper. Has Manka reaching back for the leg, trying to pull a Gramby here possibly, is Manka. Casper still working hard. All balled up underneath Manka. He's still got that leg of Colton, though. 28 seconds left, 3-0. Still, this match, if Manka would have been able to turn that Gramby and right to the back, that often is a multi-point move. You get the reverse and the back ball. That would have turned this one around, but now forced to give up that leg as Casper pried that arm free and ushers him out of bounds with 7 seconds left. Casper with a 3-0 lead. There's the start, driving him forward. Final seconds ticking off, and Colton Casper will win this one 3-0. And that makes it Piers 39, Annandale Maple Lake 6.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com or at select Piers and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Piers retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
Kyler Helwig, I think this is, for the Annandale Maple Lake Lightning against Logan Lease. So Brett Kapsner receives a forfeit win at 170. So Logan now wrestling at 182. And his opponent from the Lightning is Kyler Helwig. So we won't see Nate Carlson ranked 7th at 170. There's a shot in by Logan, and he's got 2. That puts him up 3-2. He was down 2-1. Early in the first period, Pioneers up 45-6. Looks like Carson Hulls is prepping. Matt Kummet as well. So Logan working left hip side, trying to bump him forward, still just inside the circle in the shadow of Ray Zimney. And close to being out. Logan trying to power him back in. He does. He just kind of walked him back out inside the circle, step by step. Sit out try by Helwig, but Lease maintains control. 9 seconds left. 3-2 lead for Logan Lease here. And the period ends. 3-2. So Brett Kapsner on senior night has received a couple of forfeits.
Now wrestling at 170 from ACDC.
So it'll be a down start here for Logan. Man, he's trying to stand and peel the hand. Switches, turns, got 2. Reverse. 5-2 now for Logan Lease. Chopping at the elbow, driving forward from the left hip. This is Kyler Helwig. Bumps the hips forward, takes him off balance. Able to dive in now, and he's trying to go for a Turk. Lifts those hips, trying to wheelbarrow those legs through. Helwig, though, gets back to the mat. Doesn't give an opening there to Logan Lease. Logan reaches up for a little side headlock there. Minute 15 left. Good spot here. Good move here would be to put him in a bar arm. Logan chops, now sitting Helwig. Logan just rips him right back down to the mat. Helwig momentarily got up, and Logan just said, uh-uh. Back down. 53 seconds left. 5-2 for Logan Lease. One of the seniors on the squad. Now Helwig stands. Logan still in on the leg. He'll lift Helwig up, and they're out of bounds. 36 seconds left here in period two. Piers and Annandale Maple Lake. Helwig tries to sit and get out. Kyler Helwig from Annandale Maple Lake. There's an escape.
From ACGC, Colin Lewis.
And then Lease quickly gets back and gets two. So 7-3 now in favor of Logan Lease. 5 seconds left. Logan will ride this period out and lead 7-3 going to the third. Helwig getting some instructions from Coach Young over there on the sideline. Going to go on his feet here. And we start period three. Piers leading Annandale Maple Lake 45-6. And Logan Lease now trying to add to the team lead. 33-9 now. ACGC leading holding forward. They're wrestling at 182 there. So both duels are at the 182 match right now. Here's a throw try by Helwig. Swing and a miss. And Logan says, I'll take that. And he just jumps on his back for two. Easiest takedown that Logan might get tonight. 9-3 now for Lease, and he'll try and go to work and turn him here with just over a minute left. As Lease, who received a forfeit against Holding Ford, getting some mat time here against Annandale Maple Lake. 55 seconds left. Lease, driven forward, is Kyler Helwig. Logan just powering him to his right side. Almost reached up for the half. Couldn't quite turn him. And a stall underneath on Helwig. With 32 and a half to go. Late in the third. Senior night here at the MAC. There's the whistle to restart. Kyler Helwig able to stand. Logan elevates that leg. This could be stopped here for dangerous. That knee is torqued. Helwig pushing down, and now Logan still with that right leg controlled. 10 seconds to go, and a stoppage. I think they stopped that one for dangerous with 9.8. So just a couple of ticks off the clock yet, and then we'll move to 195. The whistle, and Lease breaks him down, watches the clock tick down, and Lease will win 9-3. 9-3 win makes the score Piers 48. Annandale Maple Lake 6.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
being part of a team, and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, our next match has Matt Cummett against Mitch Bergstrom. This is a rematch from January. Matt won a 10-0 major over Bergstrom there, and it was at 195. Matt gets a quick takedown here and goes to work on a half Nelson. 55 seconds left in the first period. Piers leads Annandale Maple Lake 48-6. Matt running a half on the shoulder over, cranking it. Cummett with a turn and back points. Now Matt will slide back at better balance. Cummett trying for a fall here. Bridging up is Bergstrom, but Cummett with the pin. 27 seconds left in the first. And it's 54-6.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, Carson Hall's getting some mat time here. He did not wrestle against Holding Ford, and his opponent here is Joe Zander of Annandale Maple Lake. Hall's in on a single, drives forward, takedown. Hall's on the board, 2-0, with a minute 20 to go in the first. Carson now looking to cradle up here on his opponent, Joe Zander. He's got a cradle coming. Here it comes. There's the tilt, and the count begins. Can Carson lock this one up early? Good cradle here for Carson Halls. Referee looking. He's got them all spread out, and he slaps the mat a minute into the match. 60-6, Pioneers with Troy Fisher coming up.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, we're done. Cole Patch has just pinned Troy Fisher in 34 seconds, and that's a reversal from their first meeting. Troy pinned Patch in the first period at Little Falls, and just a bear hug. Both guys went to the mat, and Patch ended up on top, and it was done in a hurry. And this duel is done. Final, Piers 60, Annandale Maple Lake 12. Over in the other duel, they're still wrestling at 182 with ACGC in front of Holding Ford. 33-9. We'll give you this match-by-match rundown right after this.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-252.
Hello. This is Phil Scrimmer from the Pierce Fire Department. Smoke alarms are the first line of defense against deadly smoke and fire, but they can't protect us if they don't work. So test the smoke alarms in your home today and test them again every month to make sure they are working. This message brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
All right, back at the Memorial Athletic Center, Pierce defeats Annandale Maple Lake 60-12 in this duel. As Brandon Funk starts things with a 10-0 major, then forfeits to Chandler Doucette and Jake Andries, made it 16-0. Isaac Oddie won 8-5 to make it 19-0. Then fourth-ranked Quinn Youngs pinned Austin Reduns to make it 19-6. Reese Kapsner got a forfeit to make it 25-6. A Tech fall win for Andrew Tamala, 15-0, 30-6. Jalen Jansen got a forfeit, 36-6. Colton Casper, a 3-0 win to make it 39-6. Brett Kapsner, a forfeit, 45-6. Logan Leese, a 9-3 win. Matt Kummet, a fall to make it 54-6. Carson Hulls, a fall to make it 60-6. And then Cole Patch with a fall over Troy Fisher to make the final. Pierce 60, Annandale Maple Lake 12. So Pierce will face the Falcons of Atwater Cosmos Grove City in about 25 minutes. A little after 7:30, I would guess that one will get underway. As Holding Ford and ACGC still going at it with a couple of matches left there. So come back with us around 7:30 tonight for Pierce and ACGC to wrap up this quad on senior night from the MAC on You Are There Sports.